I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I'm a native New Englander, but I'm always still struck by our beautiful fall foliage colors. I know many gardeners like to bring the fall foliage colors into their yards and gardens with their own beautiful shrubs and trees. But when looking for some nice plants for fall color, don't forget edibles. There are many edible shrubs and trees that not only produce delicious fruit for us and wildlife, they have beautiful red, orange, or yellow-colored foliage as well. Here are some of my favorites. Amelanchier, or serviceberry, is a popular native multi-stem tree that grows about 15 feet tall in part shade. The spring-blooming white flowers are followed by black berries that are favorites of birds and are tasty for us to eat too. The tree has dark burgundy-colored fall foliage. The American persimmon isn't a tree that most people grow, but I love it. Its hardy to zone 4 grows into a majestic 20-foot-tall specimen with large avocado-like leaves. The foliage turns bright golden in fall, and the orange-colored, handball-sized fruits hang on the tree after the leaves drop, giving it a spooky appearance. Harvest the fruits and let them get mushy ripe indoors before eating the sweet, custardy flesh. Elderberry bushes grow in part shade and in wet areas. The large white flowers and black berries are both edible. But the plant also produces yellow leaves in fall, making it a nice addition to a shrub border. The same is true of the American cranberry viburnum. It's known as a large shrub with white flowers and red berries, but the foliage also turns burgundy-colored in autumn. The berries can be used to make jam. Finally, the clove currant has yellow flowers, black fruits, and yellow fall foliage. It's a tough plant growing in full sun or part shade. And now for this week's tip. Leave the seed heads of coneflowers and rudbeckia in the garden after the petals drop to feed the birds and for a cool winter ornamental look. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about gourds. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.